Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey, and you're watching a special edition of Talking Downey with Mayor Mario. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for listening to our episode. Today, we have a special show. Today, we're going to be talking about the 250th birthday of the United States Army. As many of you know, I also serve as a civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army, one of the proudest things I've done besides being mayor of the great city of Downey. And in that capacity, I help our recruiters, I help with the Army National Guard and the Army Reserves, and also especially our Soldiers for Life, those transitioning and those that are soldiers forever at their veteran status. Something I'm very proud of, met some of the most amazing people. Many of you know, and I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago, and thank you to Eric Pierce, the editor of the Downey Patriot, who published it. On June 14, 1775, the 13 original colonies there came together and formed the Continental Army. And that's the beginning of our United States Army as we know it today. Our very first general was General George Washington, who they appointed. So we have this long history and legacy of service to our country. Our Army has defended us and protect us, and basically the motto is that we will be ready to defend and protect the United States as we know it. So because of our birthday, because of our 250th anniversary on there, we're doing a lot of things here in Southern California to highlight the great service that so many people have done. In the city of Downey, I want to thank Mayor Hector Sosa and this entire city council. You have agendized it on the June 10th council meeting to be able to highlight and issue a proclamation to the United States Army, to my team, Army teammates, to be able to receive that recognition. Something else that's going to be really cool. We're also going to swear in 7 future soldiers right here from Downey Unified School District. We're going to have 3 new soldiers from Downey High School and 4 from Warren High School. And they will raise their right hand. That's not my right hand. That's my left hand. They will raise their right hand and they will take a special oath. This oath that only we're the only country out of 190 in the United Nations that takes this particular oath and this special oath. It's not to a king. It's not to a queen. It's to an idea, to the presence of this thing called the Constitution, which we celebrate so much and has never wavered and has always been strong since originally it was written. So I want to make sure that we understand what that famous oath will be as these young men and women take of this vow to serve our country. We also will continue to work with our JROTCs in Downey and Warren High School. I can't tell you how special Downey Unified School District is. Many school districts, sometimes shy away from JROTCs or even anything to do with the military. Downey Unified has embraced it. They've seen this for what it is, a potential leadership curriculum on there for their students. It gives them a different choice. JROTC is not about recruiting. But JROTC is about leadership. It's the number one leadership program in the entire country. And Downey and Warren High School have embraced it. Downey Unified has embraced it. We're now in our second year at Warren High School. We just finished our first year at Downey High School. And we have over 100 students in each one. And I am so proud. I couldn't be prouder of what our school district and our schools have done. And because of that, you're going to continue to see future leaders coming out of our high schools, just as we have in the past. But now we're actually teaching it and we're embracing it. Downey Unified School District, from the very beginning years ago when I became a CASA, and I asked him to embrace letting their students know what was available to them in the United States Army. And you know what? They have done that from their elected leaders to Dr. Garcia to Dr. Brosmer, and I couldn't be prouder. The military is not for everyone. The Army is not for everyone. But every single one of our students should have the opportunity to know what's available to them in career paths by not only serving, but also educating themselves and getting those opportunities. The Army is the largest giver of scholarships in the entire country. And because of that, there's so many that continue to pursue their educational pursuits and even their careers after their service in the Army is done. So I want to make sure that all of us know that the Army is very special. The military, all the branches are. We make fun of each other together, but all of them are. All of them that are going to serve in our serve our country, there deserves the recognition and the praise that they do get or they should get. So I wanted to make sure that we all know that it's very special to join a military. Less than 3 out of 10, by the way, high school graduates are even eligible for the United States Army because of scholastics, aptitude, physicality, you name it. There's a lot of different reasons. So we only want the special. We only want the most ready. We only want those ones that really have in their passion to want to serve, to educate, and to grow. One of those great moments happened yesterday. I am privileged as the civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army to be able to nominate recipients for the prestigious Minuteman Scholarship. And yesterday, I was able to give one to this young lady. Her name is Vanessa Guerra. No relationship. I almost did reverse nepotism because of her name, because I didn't want people to think that she was related to me. And I thought, well, that's really silly. So Vanessa Guerra, what an amazing young lady. She grew up in a single family. She didn't have a mom. Her dad's been fighting physical ailments. She's got a younger sister, and she pulled herself together, and she was one of her top. She was at the top of her class, her valedictorian at her high school, had a 4.5 GPA, and is enlisting in the United States Army National Guard. And it's an amazing young lady that is now going to college and through the ROTC and will have the is the recipient of my Minuteman Scholarship. She came in yesterday with her dad and her younger sister and many of her proud recruiters from our Army National Guard. And we presented her with the big check, but we also talked about the career opportunities that she's going to have forever and what she wants to do with her life, even after service in the United States Army. As I mentioned before, the Army is the number one giver of scholarships in the entire country. So there's a lot of opportunities even once you're in there. So amazing young lady, very talented. We're showing pictures through our podcast here that I have Brandon. I gave him to make sure he puts them in throughout this podcast. But God bless her and congratulations, Vanessa. One of the things that I always talk to all my recipients, and now I've given 15 of these scholarships, I couldn't be happier and I couldn't be more blessed to be able to do that. And I asked for two things. I asked him, look, you're going to get an opportunity to pass this forward. You're going to get an opportunity. It may not be tomorrow, may not be next month, it may not be next year, but you're going to get an opportunity to pay this forward, to pass this forward. I go, don't forget this moment. Don't forget that you were given this chance on there to get a tuition-free education as you went on to ROTC through your university of your choice. So that's number one. And number two, because I do feel a special bond to these recipients because it's not easy to get that scholarship. It goes through several interviews, not only with all their recruiters and our Army personnel, but I'm the final interviews. And I do meet every single one. I will not sign off on anybody unless I've met them. Sometimes the paperwork can look great, but if there's no leadership, if there's not that sense of integrity, of pride with that individual on there, that raises concerns. Obviously with Vanessa and the ones that I've given have not. So every summer I ask him to send me an email, send me a text, give me a call. I want to know how they're doing. I think it's special. We have a relationship. They're always going to remember somewhere down the road that Casa Mario Guerra guy was the one that nominated them for this scholarship and were able to get this college education and become an officer in the United States Army because of the Minuteman Scholarship. So I'm really encouraged with that. And you know what? Most of them have done that. I started getting the emails last week for the summer, and I correspond with them and we talk how they're doing in their careers. Some of them already graduated. I had a young lady graduate at a private university. She's now a doctor in the United States Army. I've had engineers, I've had infantry, I've had all kinds of different folks that have done amazing things, and they all graduated from college debt-free, and they graduated and came out as a lieutenant in the United States Army. So there's a lot of pluses. So Vanessa Guerra, to Vanessa and your dad, a nice man that I had an opportunity to meet, and I know how hard he struggled, and I know he's got his ailments, physical ailments, but I know how hard he struggled to make sure you and your little sister stayed on track and had the career that you have. You shined, you rose above it, everything else on there, and your accomplishments say a lot. So God bless you, Vanessa. I'm so proud of you. So, folks, this is Army Week in my mind, okay? Starting with Tuesday with the Downey City Council. I hope you'll attend. It's at 6:30. We do the ceremonial signing of the cake. And then with the sword, we have the youngest and the oldest soldiers in the room cut the cake. So with that, and then we'll have the proclamation and the swearing in of our 7 future soldiers in front of their families. So I hope that this gives you a little bit of insight what's happening in the United States Army. I really do appreciate the opportunity to be able to share this. Most of the time, I don't wear my Army shirt. I don't talk about it. I don't talk about my flag as a civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army. But I wanted this week I thought was very important. So this episode has been all about that. When I talk politics, it's non-political in the United States Army. The Army is blinded by politics. We're here to protect and defend the Constitution in our country. I was first sworn in by Secretary Eric Fanning. His last week in office, he was part of the President Obama administration on January 7th, 2017. I was reappointed later on under President Trump and Secretary Esper when he was Army Secretary before he became Secretary of Defense. I was reappointed by Secretary Ryan McCarthy, and then with the Honorable Christine Warmoth, Secretary Warmoth, under the President Biden administration. And she was the 25th Secretary of the Army and the very first female in that. And now we have the Honorable Dan Driscoll, that is now our current secretary. So I've now worked under 5 Secretary of the Army. And I couldn't be prouder under, 4 different presidential administrations. It's something that will always be with me. I consider the honor of working with these men and women in the Army second to none in my life. Being mayor was really cool. It was very fun. And it was great to see in town all the different things we got accomplished. I worked with some really good staff that I had, and I also had some really good colleagues. But most importantly, what I see today, how I deal with all my Army teammates, is absolutely amazing. Just Saturday night, we had the Army Ball, the 250th Army Ball, and we had General Pappas. And General Pappas is one of only 13 4-star generals in our country. And when you talk to these generals, you see the leadership qualities and how you get to be a 4-star general or any officer in the Army. So God bless them for their leadership. Thank you all for listening, for wanting to watch this episode. I hope that you can see, make sure that we help any soldiers that you see in uniform today, and make sure we thank all our veterans for all that service. We had our Memorial Day ceremony a week ago, Monday. And folks, we don't celebrate Memorial Day. It's the day for the fallen. We commemorate it, we observe it. And yes, we do have ceremonies, but not ceremonies where we celebrate, we pay homage to the fallen. That's a Memorial Day. On Veterans Day on November the 11th, we will celebrate all veterans, our active duty, that are going to be veterans to be, and all the veterans who have served in all the branches in the United States. It's on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. So on November the 11th, on their come and join us for our Veterans Day, that will be a celebration. So God bless you. Thank you so much for listening on there. Go Army, beat Navy, and be all you can be. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Talking Downey with Mayor Guerra.